Hello, my name is Stoyan Stoev. I come from Dimitrovgrad. I'm studying here. We are in the center of Plovdiv at the moment.
What are three typical things for Plovdiv?
Three typical things for Plovdiv. I would say tepetta, the tepes, are a typical Plovdiv thing, the Plovdiv Mall, and the Plovdiv University.
How are living minorities in Plovdiv here?
What do you think about the living minorities? Well, I'm not very familiar with the way the minorities live. I suppose they're not leading a very fulfilling life, as we do.
Did you have any personal contact with minority?
No, I've never had.
You've not met any Romas or seen them around town?
Yes, I've seen them around town, like, roaming and begging for money, but that's about it. I have no personal contact.
Yeah, that's all you have seen?
Yes, that's all I have seen.
And in the university, are there other minorities from Roma?
No, not that I have seen, no.
Oh, okay.
But maybe for also representatives of other groups, not only Roma minorities.
Yes.
Jewish or...
Yes, I've seen Jewish people, I've seen Turkish people, I've seen English people, Americans. Mm.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Minorities in Plovdiv and its region. The Roma minority from the towns of Plovdiv and Trakovsky in Bulgaria. The reason of the research in the city of Plovdiv, located in the region of Trachea, was to learn about the situation of the local Roma minority. For better understanding of the cultural context, we met representatives of different communities and ethnic groups. We also left Plovdiv and went to the town of Trakovsky, where most of the inhabitants are Catholic Christians, while the majority group in Bulgaria are Orthodox Christians. The pictures of the Roma communities in Plovdiv and Trakovsky are from the cultural and social aspect very different. You can learn more about it in our broadcast. All of us have known or met some Roma people. In the city of Plovdiv, there are many of them. More than 50,000 in a city with population of 400,000. The Romani are not only poor, but also live in harsh conditions. Their homes are situated in Stolypinovo, a ghetto with illegally constructed buildings and irregular supplies of water and electricity. On the other hand, one needs to take a look at the general living conditions in a certain country and if and in which scope social services are available. In Bulgaria, unemployed people receive about 20 euro monthly welfare. Additionally, the average salary approximates 250 euro. The prices constantly rise, and the social picture is becoming dramatic for many Bulgarians.
Ah. тези, които са прекратили своето образование, дадохме им втори шанс, за да могат да завършат основно и средно образование.
So another project also in the field of education was the educational project called Second Chance, and it focused on also on integration of people, young people who interrupted their school education and who got the second chance to continue and to complete their education, school education, and to learn a profession.
Това са проекти, които бяха насочени и по повече свързани с подобряване на образователната система на ромите и ромската общност в квартал Столипино.
Yeah, this is also a project based on the topic of education, and this is one of the main topics in our work with young people, young Roma people here.
The head of the Roma Foundation from Plovdiv, Mr. Anton Karagiozov, told us that there are various educational projects that allow the Roma children to study at schools where the majority groups consists of Bulgarians. The lack of education and professional qualifications among the Roma results in less integration in the labor market. How is it possible if educational projects supported by the EU aim at increasing their qualifications? Yet it seems that financial funding is not enough to improve social integration. Especially the attitude to learn and acquire knowledge and qualifications is the most important aspect in the process of inclusion. Without this awareness, the integration is not possible. The Roma youngsters can leave the Roma school in the poor quarter of Stolypinovo and attend classes in the center of Plovdiv. This project has been very successful, yet it required a great organizational effort. The Roma children had to be picked up individually from their houses by social workers and teachers with buses that brought them to the Bulgarian schools. To optimize the process and to limit the amount of work, it is very important to have the support of the families. The education starts in the families.
Мене е това, че се женят много рано и започват работа на млади години, и това им пречи на образованието да продължат.
И да се интегрират в българското общество.
Да, защото ранната женитба започва много рано.
Колко, на колко години?
Момичетата на 15, момичетата на 17.
И все още е така?
Да.
Основната причина е семейството.
His name is Asen. He shared his experience and his opinion why and how and what is the main reason of this integration process, and he thought that the main reason for these difficulties in the integration process into the Bulgarian societies are that the young Roma people are married very, very early.
The Roma marry at a very early age, the girls with 15 and the boys with 17. As a result, they drop out school education and become unemployed. This is the main problem among the young Roma people, Asen said, who is a Roma boy. Asen is working as a hairdresser, and his friends Vasco and Vasco study at a technical college for metal constructions.
Българско училище Княз Александър I от 1 до 7 клас, 7 години, всеки ден расизъм, циганин, мангал, глупости, мръсни думи.
So he experienced this...
в тяхното общество. Обаче след време вече от моя клас... имах приятели, които наистина...
Българи.
Да, те, аз дори отивах в тях, те у нас бяхме наистина истински приятели. Там,
кажете за плажовете.
Първите една-две години
е
много... беше
много... Е трудно, да. He was in a Bulgarian school, Asen, yeah? And in the first time, the children were not so polite to him because he's from this minority, but afterward he won a lot of friends and they spent a lot of private time and spare time together.
The high school education is very important for Asen. He is a student at a secondary school, Najdengerov, in Plovdiv, where the majority of peoples are of Roma ancestry.
Работя професионално като бръснар.
Фризер, барбер, хардресер, барбие. Асен.
Yes. Аз работя с баща ми, ковано желязо, мини парапети. Кое върти. Да.
He is working with the in the company of his father, in his father's company. And this is also metal construction. Similar to this.
Plovdiv is a meeting pot of different ethnic groups, coexisting side by side since centuries. Plovdiv is an ancient city, which name changed over the centuries. Filippopolis, Trimontium, Felipe, and Plovdiv. In the old town of the city, one can see the Greek amphitheater, the stadium built by the Emperor Adrian, the old mosque and synagogue, and many churches, also the Armenian church. Bulgarians, the Greek, Jewish, Turkish, Armenian, and also the Roma people have been living here since centuries. The cultural mixture is visible in the architecture. Houses from the Renaissance, streets and coffee shops from the Ottoman age, an Armenian, Greek and Romanian architecture, Jewish cultural center and Turkish cultural center blend into one landscape. The ethnic groups celebrate together Hanukkah and Christmas.
Outside the school? Not really. I'm new to the school as well. It's like my second year. I came here fifth grade. I was born in Dubai, then I came here. So like they really welcome you. Like they welcome you really quick. It's like you're one of them. I might come from a different country, but at the end it's like I'm from here. Since I come here, it's like we're all one. For gypsies, I don't really say a gypsy is like when I look at them, it's the way they really act. So it's like, yeah, they behave. Their behavior really matters. Like, they can be darker than us or lighter than us, but then it matters, like, their behavior.
She was our presenter, and it was, you went to ninth place, yeah, right?
Ooh.
Yes. She can sing a song now for us.
Lydia a été, il y a deux ans, en fait, la représentante pour la Bulgarie de l'Eurovision des jeunes. Et elle est arrivée à la 9e place. Voilà, donc quand même pas mal. Et là, en fait, on attend qu'elle nous chante une chanson.
Ah.
I'm Lydia, and I represent Bulgaria in Junior Eurovision.
Our next station during the research on the minorities in Plovdiv and its region was the visit at the Armenian school, an old building in the old town of Plovdiv, not far away from the amphitheater. In the playground of the school is a small Armenian church. The building stems from the 19th century. The children expected us and asked immediately, "Are you from Germany?" Our young people played football with them, and even in the classroom it was very easy to get in contact very quickly. Lydia, a student at the Armenian school, performed different songs in English.
What do you think about terrorism?
Terrorism.
Is there any connection with racism or stuff like
yes.
that?
I got the answer of your question. They said that when you have somebody, when you have a big level of hate, then for them it should be like terrorism. But in the other hand, terrorism, and especially in France, has created racism. And the problem is that there is a lot of stigmatization, essentialization, and now people are able to think that all Arabic people are maybe terrorists.
The club isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at a table doing shots, drinking fast and we talk slow. You came over and started the conversation with trust me, I'll give it a chance. Test up and they were better than the jukebox and then we start to dance. Girl, you know I want your love. You were presenting it for somebody like me. Come now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put our body on me. Come now, follow my lead. Come now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet too. Oh, my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room. Now my bitch is smell like you. Ever just discovering something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you. Hey, hey. I'm in love with the shape of you. Hey, I'm in love with the shape of you.
Camino feo de la muerte, por debajo nieve preta, pedazo de carbón quemado, el sol arriba en el cielo, ni árboles, ni pajaricos, ni flores, ni hervisicas.
The Jewish Center is located closely to the mosque. It is an old building from the 19th century, with library and community rooms, where citizens from Plovdiv can attend music courses as well as Hebrew and Ladino, and old Spanish dialect courses. We also have tasted the Turkish sweet lokum, and during the presentation learned that 50,000 Bulgarian Jews were rescued by the Bulgarian public, church and government from the deportations during the Second World War. Ani, one of the librarians, is a Bulgarian Catholic very passionate about Jewish culture. She and her colleague told us about the activities of the Jewish Center and prepared for us red and white threads to mark Martinitsi, a very typical Bulgarian decoration for the springtime.
So I'm Bulgarian and I live in Rokovsky town near to Plovdiv, 25 kilometers. I work in Chitalishte community center, Shalom Aleichem, for 4 years. This is Jewish community center.
Which is your religion?
I'm Christian.
But Catholic or Orthodox?
Well, I'm mixed.
What does it mean?
So mean that my father is Catholic, my mother is Orthodox. So I'm just a Christian. Okay. I celebrate twice Easter. So.
We are going to visit on Friday the city of Rakovsky as well. А имате ли много богомолци от ромските махали?
Не, нямаме никакви. Тук има по-скоро евангелисти, такива реформирани движения, които работят с тях. И това е хубаво, нали, че все пак има някой, който им обръща внимание. И бихме желали, но има малко повече, то е, как да кажа, национален елемент така в хората и все още е трудно да се преработи менталитета, пък и те са доста такава в страни.
Our next stop in the region of Plovdiv was the town of Rakovsky that is situated 20 kilometers away from Plovdiv. Rakovsky is known for ethnically mixed society. The Roma people also live there, who identify themselves as Bulgarians and Protestant Christians. The Catholic Church and its organizations are very engaged in the support of the cultural integration of the Roma. They are poorer than we are, and therefore we bring clothes and food to them, a young woman from the Franciscan community explained. We invite them every time to our feasts, and they invite us. We met the representatives of the school, the church, and the Roma neighborhood in the cultural center of Rakovsky. Next to it is located a Catholic church. That is an impressive building with a new Pape organ. The priest Dimitar welcomed us.
Да. Колко пъти ходите на църква?
Ами, се насочвам към алтара.
Да.
Ами, кога? Събота.
Пъта и
не. Има Ивано ден с очето, с кръста, вънка улиците, къщите и така. Ето очето.
А това е очи Димитър.
Сега през прошлото време. Групата не стига. Те не са само от...
Ние сме от...
Different families, okay? One family is maybe different as another family, and there are the borders between different families.
Access of education and...
Les administrations.
For the paper administration, it's not the same for the... Belgian people. Why? Why? When we interview someone here, he said it's not true. And Amnesty International, he said it's there are that's here.
However, there is a difference because at the moment we are speaking specifically for this minority. You know. Because, for example, in Plovdiv, in Sofia, and in the larger cities, it's quite different because there the neighborhood is quite separated from all the other people who are living in the town. And that's why when they have some problems, there's clash of interest and of attitude. And they say, for example, they're Roma people and we're Bulgarian. Here it's quite different because even if you go into the Roma neighborhood, actually see that it's not actually separated from the city as you probably went to the Plovdiv one, right? To the neighborhood, you saw it, you passed through it, maybe. I imagine that you did that. So I think it's quite different, and because the city here, it's quite close to each other, because we are a city, we have a lot of people living here, but we are actually a city with a little different attitude in terms that it's more like a village attitude, because everyone knows each other. It's not like in Plovdiv, because we are like 30,000 people, so it's quite different, you know, the attitude.